Hi guys, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked into the rehab. I hope you guys missed me. I surely missed all of you and hope you're having an absolutely amazing day, week, month. Not gonna mention the year, just day, week, month. Guys, one thing that I do want to make an announcement for before we jump into today's podcast is whether you've had a great year or whether you've had a rough year, if you are in a position to give back, whether that's to a charity, whether that's to a great cause, or even if it is just brightening up somebody's day in your life, then please, 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 I encourage you to make one positive impact before the end of 2020. And I'm not going to take all of the credit for this. I actually got inspired from someone else in my life who is dedicating part of their time and wants to give back. And that really just got me thinking, you know, this year has been such a wild roller coaster ride. And if there's one thing that I think most of us can take away from this year, is just deep appreciation for human life and deep appreciation for people, honestly, at the end of the day. And I think it's been such a humbling year that has really just gotten most people to take a step back and remember what really is important. And if all of us just do one thing to cheer up someone or to give back to someone, and we keep paying forward, honestly, just think about how many happy faces and smiles we'll have before the year ends. And I truly believe that this is the one year that people can use an unexpected miracle, a kind gesture, just something sweet that's out of the blue. So I would encourage each and every one of you, and that's also a goal of myself, that before the year 2020, there are a couple of people that I would like to bring smiles to, and then there's at least one or two causes that I will personally get involved with. And I'll tell you more about all of this when 2021 starts, because I'm still marinating and hatching some of these schemes, and I don't want to count my eggs before they hatch. Or is it the chickens that are hatching? Well, whatever is hatching, I don't want to count it before it actually does. But I certainly feel inspired, and this is something I'm definitely passionate about. And it would be awesome if all of you did your part. And if you have any recommendations for any great organizations or charities or any projects that you think would be great for people to know about, please, please, please drop me a line. You can catch me on Instagram at The Rehab Show. You can also leave me a voice note here. So with all of that happy, positive, upbeat news, our topic today is going to be on a different front. Why? Because I feel like taking all of you on an emotional roller coaster ride with me. So hop on this train, because we are going through a journey. And I'm so excited about today's topic, because every advice that I give on this podcast, most of the things that I talk about are complete and total opposite of our topic today. And that's why I'm so excited to talk about it, because I don't get a chance to talk about this topic as much as I would like. So without further ado, today's topic is going to be 5 signs that you should not be dating right now. I know we mostly talk about love. We talk about relationships. We talk about how great it is to be with somebody. We talk about how to kind of move through challenges and make that shit work. But there's a time and place for everything in life. And the most beautiful things, if they happen at the wrong time, they're no longer beautiful. And just as it is important to date someone and to be in a relationship and to fall in love and experience all those wonders, You gotta also know when it's time to step back from all of those things. And that's exactly what today's topic is geared towards. So if you happen to be single, I hope you can find some gems in today's topic. If you are currently in a relationship, reflect back. Really think about, some of the things that I talk about, and does that align to your experience? And God forbid, if your current situation doesn't pan out and you're back in the dating game again, I definitely want you to keep some of these things in mind. And guys, as always, if there are people in your lives that you think can benefit from any of the advice that we share on this podcast or on this station, please forward the link to them. The goal of this podcast at the end of the day is definitely to just help people, also entertain them, but mostly to help them. So, without further ado, I'm going to get started. Here are the five signs that you should not be in a relationship and you shouldn't be dating. So, the first sign is if dating is a priority to you. What am I talking about this? What do I mean? So, have you ever been in a stage in your life where everybody that's close to you or that's in your life is either in a relationship or they're dating someone, and you just feel like the odd person out? And as a result, you make dating at the top of your list, and you are just obsessed with meeting someone, with dating a person, and eventually falling in love and being in a relationship. Now, when anything turns into a job, then you know that there's something wrong in that entire situation. And this is something that I've actually coached people, and in some cases, I've been successful in telling them and convincing them to take a step back from the dating world. And I'm going to use women as an example in this situation, because I think oftentimes women tend to make this more of a priority. And let's be real, when it comes to gender roles, men or masculine energies usually look at dating as more of a sport or something that's to be had fun with. Most guys, again, not all, but most guys do approach it as it'd be really nice to go out with someone. And if that doesn't work out, they'll go out with somebody else. But women, at some point, and obviously age plays a small factor into it, but I would say not even really, because women are just always geared towards having a relationship and wanting that family and that stability. And it's something society that just ingrains in their minds from a relatively early age. Women tend to make dating more of a priority. And I've honestly, in my personal experience, have had, I wouldn't say necessarily it was a pleasure because it wasn't fun when I had to do it, but I have had to talk to women and tell them that they're turning insane and they're driving themselves insane, because dating to them was more like, all right, if it's five people that I see today, maybe one of those five people, whether it's between coffee dates, lunch dates, dinner dates, in between walking dates or beach dates, I'm gonna find at least one guy that has some sort of a potential, and kind of just look at it from like a work or a chore perspective, with their end goal just being that I want to date someone. And often, when dating becomes a priority for a person, male or female, it's not because they necessarily want it, but it's like a thing, like something that they need to check off their list, or they feel lonely. And as a result, they look at being in a relationship or having someone to date as an escape from that lonely feeling that they're going through. Now, there's a variety of reasons why somebody could be feeling like that. It is possible that maybe they don't have a strong support system, whether that's with family or whether that's with friends. And that is why they feel the need to turn to a partner to have that emotional, maybe even financial and physical security. And without that, they feel a bit lost. On the other end, it can also be that if someone's always just been in a relationship, and I'm sure all of us can think of at least one individual in our lives that's just always in a relationship. They go from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship. And then that's also someone that when they find themselves to be single, dating would be a priority to them because that's their normal. And it's not necessarily that they're looking to find the perfect person. Because if you think in your experience, whether it's yourself or whether it's somebody in your life, somebody who makes dating a priority isn't necessarily looking for the perfect match. They're looking for a body to fill a particular role in their life. And it's kind of unfortunate because they're not trying to chase love, as in they're not looking to find somebody that's perfect for them. And perfect is obviously subject, but that's perfect for them. And that makes them happy, but they're looking for that feeling of being in love. And that could be a very dangerous situation because oftentimes, if someone is making dating a priority and just wants to be in a relationship with someone, oftentimes they won't make the best judgment call because they're not looking at quality, they're looking at time. Like, this much time is passing and I'm still single. Oh my gosh, I need to find someone. So, I'm going to stop everything else that I'm doing and I'm just going to do this every day, go out on different dates until I find someone who's willing to be with me or someone who's a little bit of a match, but not necessarily the type of partner that I want or deserve. So, if you're in that situation or if you know of someone that's in that situation, that is absolutely the worst time to be dating. If you are someone that's looking at dating as a priority, take a step back. And I would say at least give yourself a whole month before you even go on another date. Because as I mentioned before, if you're just looking to fill a role in your life, you're often not going to find the best person to fill that role with. And what's going to end up happening is you may end up finding someone to date, and you may even end up being in a relationship. But that's not going to work because the foundation is not strong and you didn't take time to meet someone that you're compatible with. So, as a result, sooner rather than later, you're going to be back on the dating scene and you'll be back to being single. And then it's another emotional roller coaster that you've just been through with yet another person. So, if dating is a priority, take a step back. And guys, I'm going to tell you something from my personal experience, which I've shared with a lot of people that I notice are in this pattern. Every relationship that I've had in my life has always started in a time period when I was not looking to date anyone. And the reason why that's so important is because when you're not actively pursuing something, and I'm a firm believer of this, the universe kind of throws that perfect opportunity or that quote unquote perfect person, at least for that time period, into your life. And because you're not so desperate to just take anyone, you take your time to really look at that individual. You take your time to understand your emotions and your feelings, and you're in a place mentally to make a decision that's in your best interest. Now, does that mean that that relationship would last forever and you'll end up getting married? No. You're supposed to date a bunch of different people and go through experiences. But the point that I'm trying to make is sometimes we attract the things that are the best for us when we're not actively chasing them. And by taking a seat back and not being in that hustle bustle of just making something happen, it allows us the opportunity to see things from a different perspective and perhaps entertain people that we wouldn't normally be entertaining and take the time to get to know people on a very different level. And as a result, you're able to cultivate some deep, meaningful relationships with those individuals. And it's a lot more fun because you're not even looking at it from a lens of, oh my gosh, I need to find someone to date. Instead, you meet someone and you just organically let things unfold. And honestly, I think that's how some of the best relationships start and how some of the best relationships last, is when there isn't that panic and that stress to just check off a box, but rather it's that enjoyment, and rather you take the time to know someone else and also yourself. So that is sign number one. So if dating is a priority, don't date. Sign number two that you should not be dating, and this is actually a personal favorite of mine because I've seen people in this. Sign number two is when you're bitter. How many of you can relate to this? Maybe you just got out of a bad relationship, or maybe you got burned from someone that you thought was interested in you. Or maybe you are just tired of listening to your friend's story who's in a terrible relationship. But whatever the case may be, you are just bitter. And I actually find it rather amusing, even though it's not funny that someone's bitter. I find it rather amusing because you can spot a bitter person from a mile away. Before somebody even opens their mouth, you just know that they're bitter. And again, not to pick on my ladies, but when women are bitter, it's like a 100-yard sign that's just screaming at you to look the other way, turn around, and just run far and fast away from that woman. Now, are guys like that? Yeah, certainly. I mean, men are turning more and more into women with each passing day. So, guys, you could definitely be jaded and bitter as well. But if you are bitter, it's not the right time to be dating because, one, you're not in the right mental mindset. Two, because of your emotional vibration, I guarantee even if you met like the most amazing person, you're not gonna give that person a chance. You'd probably be like a jerk or a douche to them, both for men and for women. And as a result, you're not gonna end up really being with anybody. And it's not because you're not meeting great people. It's just because your vibration and your attitude and your mood is just like F off. And as a result, no one's going to entertain you. So even if you do go on dates, they're not going to be pleasant for you and they're not going to be pleasant for the other person. I mean, if you think about it, no one wants to go out with someone that's like a sourpuss. So if you are in a shitty mood, and I'm not talking about like you had one bad day, and then you're like, all right, like I'm bitter because X, Y, and Z happened. No, I'm talking about like something major happened in your life, and you're just in a, I don't want to use the word bitchy, but yeah, but you're just in a bitchy mindset and you're just bitter and you're negative about everything. I mean, if you're going through that stuff, give yourself some time and space. Do things in your life that you thoroughly enjoy. Spend time with people in your life that you love, that uplift you, that you have fun with. Travel somewhere, pick up a hobby. If you're still bitter, I mean, boxing, kickboxing, any kind of physical endurance sport would be so great. Work on your body, work on your mind, work on your attitude. And then when you feel much better about the situation, whatever that may be, and yourself, and about people, that's when you should jump back into the dating world. So if you're bitter, sit this one out for everyone's sake. All right, the third sign when you should not be dating is when you feel pressured. Now, again, I feel like this whole episode is turning out to be for the women, but guys have also been in situations, at least I've been lucky enough to know men that want to get married, that want to have kids, and that feel like they don't want to be too old when they're going to be dads. So as a result, they also feel the pressure, but women mostly are in that boat where they just feel like the time clock is ticking, whatever that means, and they just need to be in a relationship. And in order to get to a relationship, they need to date somebody first. I mean, this is something that I've spoken about in another podcast episode. So you guys should definitely go check it out, where I just talk about how you shouldn't let society or your family or even your friends, anybody in your life, really pressure you to make something happen that maybe you're not ready for, or maybe it's not the right time for you to be doing that thing. And whatever the expectations are externally, at the end of the day, the only thing that should really matter is your happiness. And if you are someone that believes in fate, in the universe, maybe God, spirituality, whatever, Yoda, whatever your spiritual or faith beliefs are, then maybe that would take some of the pressure off of you, because whatever is meant to happen will happen in divine timing. So being stressed about it and rushing to get to a place sometimes is the worst thing that we can do. Because what most people don't understand is, even if there was someone that you're going to meet in your life, and let's say there's this amazing relationship that you are meant to have, you're destined to have that great relationship. If you have that great relationship now versus, let's say, a year later, that great relationship may not be so great. And the reason for that is, the person that you will be a year from now is not the person that you are today. There's still experiences that you need to have between now and then. There's still things that may shape you between now and then. There's still, hopefully, some level of maturity that you will gain between now and then. There may even be some deep appreciation for yourself, for the people around you, for life that you can gain in a whole year. So you should never let time be your enemy. And if you relax and if you look at it from that perspective, it automatically relieves you of some of the pressure. Everyone is always in such a hurry to get to places, to do things, to make shit happen. But honestly, if you think about it, this is life. Every single day, the fact that we are waking up in the morning, I think especially in 2020, that's a lot to be grateful for. The fact that you wake up every day. And if you're healthy, if you're lucky enough to have food on your plate, if you have a roof over your head, if you have clothing on your body, you are blessed. And you are blessed beyond measure. Because not everyone on this planet is lucky enough to even have those things. Now, if you have people in your life that care about you, that love you, then you are the richest person on this planet. Because being rich doesn't mean that you just need to have a lot of money. That is wealth. Having people that really care about you, that love you, that's emotional equity. Some of the people that may be the wealthiest in terms of monetary gains, they may not be rich when it comes to having that circle of people in their life that care about them. So, yes, they are rich in the sense that they have wealth, but they're also really poor. Because when it comes to emotional abundance, they don't have that. They don't have that love. They don't have that security of knowing that people really care about them. And that's why it's absolutely insane that people feel rushed or people feel pressured to fit into a mold that society or our parents or friends place on us. And people are in such a rush to get somewhere. But what people don't realize is life is this day to day. Every day that you're alive, that's your life. And you should enjoy every single second of it rather than being stressed over things that honestly wouldn't really be that great if it happened at a different time than when it's supposed to. So, if you do feel pressured, I hope you can take some of this advice and kind of tune out the world and just know that when it's the right time, you will meet the right person and you will be the best version of yourself for that person. But if you rush it, you could rush and you can mess up such a beautiful thing. And I hope if anybody's in that situation, or if somebody in your life is, you find some sort of comfort in that and you just learn to relax. And this is something, honestly, I work at every single day, is not to just go, 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 but take a step back and just really appreciate shit. And I can personally say that this year has been such a tremendous reminder of that, that ups and downs will be a part of your life. And honestly, that is the beauty of life. If things were great every single day, we wouldn't be happy. That would just be the new normal. So even when bad times happen, you gotta appreciate the bad times because they are the ones that are building the character. They're the reason that the good times are even better because you've experienced the lows of life. And I hope if you are in a situation where you do feel pressure, you definitely take a step back, not just from dating, but from maybe some of your thinking, maybe your way of life, and just reevaluate what happiness means to you and find ways to just enjoy your life, however that may be. All right, so sign number four is if you're not over your ex, then do not be dating. Now, when I say ex, I don't necessarily mean the last person that you were with. People can have, let's say, 10 relationships, but it's that second person that they dated or who they were in a relationship with that they're not over. The other people that came after them didn't really mean as much, but it's that relationship that really burnt them. So take X with a grain of salt. And it doesn't even necessarily have to be like your ex. It can be a crush that you were hoping things would work out with, but you are devastated about. So if there's anyone in your life that you're just pining over, even if it's not somebody in the past, even if you are dating someone, but then there's somebody in your life that you really want to be with, if you're in one of those situations, sit this one out. Because one, it's not fair to whoever you're going to be dating that you are physically with them, but you're mentally thinking about someone else. I mean, in some sort of way, that is cheating. You can't be fantasizing about somebody else when you're in a relationship, because if that's the case, then it's best that you are single and you process and you work through your emotions and your feelings, and then you go back out in the dating game. And also, it's not fair to you. Because sometimes people think that if they don't deal with certain emotions or feelings and they kind of compartmentalize those feelings, they'll just go away. And the truth can't be further from that. If we don't deal with certain emotions, if we don't process them, if we don't overcome them, then one day they'll just come out. And it may even surprise us when those emotions come out. So if you are in a situation where there's somebody on your mind, past or present, then you shouldn't be dating. Time is honestly the best medicine to move on. And the best way to move on, and I know this is something else that I've also talked about in another relationship, how to recover from breakups and how to overcome breakups, how to overcome disappointment in love. So if you're in any of those situations, the best way to do it is give yourself time. Time is the best tool in your arsenal if you're trying to get over anyone in your life. And time to just focus on you, time to focus on the things that matter to you, and then time to just heal through wounds and just overcome whatever pain, whatever attraction, whatever it is that you're feeling. The people who move on from one relationship into another are often the people that one day will wake up and say, "Oh my gosh, that's the person I should have been with." Or, "Oh my God, I regret that I didn't take that leap of faith, or I had that fight with that person, or I cheated on them, or I lied to them." Fill in the blanks. But the people that actually take the time to process their emotions and their feelings, they don't have those moments because they've dealt with those feelings as they came up, instead of repressing them. And that's why my advice to anyone that's overcoming heartbreak is don't jump from one situation into another. And I'm not telling you that because I want you to sit and think about that other person. I'm telling you this because if you process your emotions correctly, when you move on, and you definitely will move on, you will move on from good. And that's the best thing that you can do for yourself, and for your mindset, and for your mental health, and for your emotional stability. So even if your ex or a crush or whatever ends up finding someone else and they jump from one relationship into another, don't let that motivate you to also go and be with someone. Do you live your life? If somebody isn't a part of your world, they shouldn't live in your brain, in your mind, rent free. And I'm a firm believer of that. People should have to earn the right to be a thought in your mind and to have a place in your heart. And if someone did not do something to deserve that place or did something to lose that spot, then you need to act accordingly. So if you're not over someone, don't be dating. The last piece of advice that I have for you guys today. And this one I've actually seen a lot of people use when they've been of advice to, and I've seen them just thrive as a result. So this is also one of my favorite ones. If you have major goals in life, and if you're a person that gets distracted from love, then focus on your goals. And I'm not saying give up on love, but if you are someone who is with a list or with a game plan of these are the things that you want to accomplish. And obviously, if you're dating, it's safe to assume that you're not in a relationship with anyone and you're not serious with anyone and you don't really know anyone well enough to be in a relationship with. So at that stage, love shouldn't really be an issue because I'm not asking you to choose between someone you love and your life goals or your dreams. I'm telling you right now in your life, if there's nobody for you to love, focus on your goals and on your dreams rather than making love, or rather finding love, a priority. Because that also requires time, it requires commitment, it requires your energy. So if you're on the brink of hitting your target or accomplishing something that you've always accomplished, do that first. Because that will, one, give you great confidence. Two, would be really, really good for your mindset, for your emotional stability, just even for your happiness and your vibration. And then you can go ahead and focus on dating and meeting somebody that you love. But don't try to do both of those things at the same time. Because unfortunately, sometimes what ends up happening is, and this only applies to people that get distracted by love. If you're someone that can juggle 10 things, then by all means, date, build an empire, go run a marathon, and whatever else you want to do. But if you are someone that has a one-track mind, ooh, and this mostly applies to guys, because women, just based on how we're raised in society, are able to juggle multiple projects and multiple things at the same time. Men, however, struggle with this a little bit. And that's also why guys will sometimes stop dating and make love not a priority if they're really trying to establish themselves in their craft, in their career, with their business, with their school, or whatever that goal is, because they usually get distracted. Now, if you're someone, like I said, that does not get distracted, go out, date, go build your dream empire. But if that is not you, then focus on your dreams and your goals first. After that, then you can go out and pursue love. And I promise you, if you're on that road where you're accomplishing a lot of stuff and you get to that place where you feel really, really good about yourself, I promise you, you're going to end up attracting someone that's absolutely amazing for you and has that right vibration where you are at. Because when we are happy, and when we're just full of life, we attract people that are like that. And we spread that. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you're always 100% good emotionally, mentally, obviously financially, and physically. Because if you're in a high vibration, you will attract people. And not just people to even date, honestly. The opportunities that you will attract in life, your friends that you will attract in life, associates, contacts, colleagues, whatever that you attract in life will be at that level. Because anyone who's not high vibrational just won't even come, won't even enter your circle. And I've also spoken about this in another episode. And honestly, that's one of the things that I absolutely love about today's podcast episode. I feel like it touches on a completely different topic, but there's so many other references to things that we have spoken about on this podcast. So it's kind of really cool that if you've not checked out any of the older episodes, go check them out, because at the end of the day, this is not something that just happens by itself. Every area of our life is connected to another, and that is why at the end of the podcast, and I hope whenever the rehab show ends, it's like a collection of series where there's different topics that touch on different topics. But if you listen to it all, oh my gosh, then you become the smartest and the most emotionally wealthiest person on the planet. At least that's my goal and that's my dream. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's podcast episode, and I hope you found some inspirational and some helpful things, both for yourself and certainly for people that are in your life. And I certainly enjoyed doing this podcast episode. Like I said, it's so different from some of the other ones. So it was an absolute pleasure to spend this little bit of time with all of you. And until next time, this is your host, Miss Anonymous. You are now checked out of the rehab. Bye, guys.